of the evidence arguing that the officer was not a qualified forensic specialist and therefore could not properly present the footage under Section 2 and 13 of the National Forensic Act No. 13 of 2020. The accused are police officers Nkosani Dokoe Bassa and Alex Caleb Zulu, businessman Samuel Dokoe Bassa and accountant Francis Kipchoka, who are jointly charged with one count of murder contrary to Section 200 of the Penal Code. Ms. Somalea was reported missing on July 22, 2024, and his body was discovered the following day in Lusaka's Njole area with gunshot wounds. Meanwhile, the state has asked for more time to respond to the defense objection. The Christian Churches Monitoring Group, CCMG, has raised concern over rising cases of voter inducement and breaches of the electoral code of conduct as Zambia moves closer to the 13 August 2026 general election. Presenting findings from its second long-term election observation period covering 31st March to 27th of April 2026, CCMG Program Director Peter Manangombe said the organization's 330 observers deployed nationwide recorded an increase in activities that may undermine electoral integrity. In a statement, Mr. Mwanangombe has noted that about 12% of observers reported instances where political actors distributed money, foodstuffs and goods such as cement, solar panels, sanitary kits, iron sheets and computers as part of mobilization efforts. He has warned that such practices may amount to voter bribery and inducement, which are prohibited under the Electoral Process Act. Mr. Mwanangombe says the group also reported cases of political actors acting, collecting national registration cards and voters' card details in some instances allegedly linked to promises of empowerment opportunities. He has since urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia to strengthen enforcement of the Electoral Code of Conduct and intensify voter education programs, which he says have significantly declined in the current reporting period. The Tax Justice Network Africa and the Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, have commended Parliament for adopting the Tobacco Control Bill, number 40 of 2025, describing the move as a major step towards strengthening public health and enhancing domestic revenue mobilization. The bill, which was unanimously passed during the third reading on May 4, 2026, now awaits possible assent by Hagainde Hidrema. In a joint statement issued by Tax Justice Network Africa Executive Director Chennai Mukumba and CCPD Executive Director Isaac Maipopo, the organization states that the legislation demonstrates Zambia's commitment to protecting citizens from the health, social, environmental and economic harms linked to tobacco and nicotine products. They noted that the bill domesticates the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, aligning Zambia's laws with international standards on tobacco regulation and public health protection. The organizations further say that the bill introduces a comprehensive framework that includes a ban on advertising and promotion of tobacco and nicotine products, restrictions on sales to minors, smoke-free public spaces, graphic health warnings and measures aimed at limiting tobacco industry interference in government policy. They added the establishment of a tobacco control fund under the proposed law will help ensure sustainable financing for enforcement of long-term tobacco control efforts. In global news, dozens of Nigerian fishermen are feared dead after Chad military launched airstrikes on Boko Haram militants in the Lake Chad region, a local fisherman leader has told the BBC. Abubakar Gamandi Usman, chairman of the Lake Chad Basin Fisheries Association of Nigeria, says several of the union's members were missing and estimated more than 40 have died. No bodies have yet been recovered, but Usman believes some fishermen were hit by the strike, while others drowned after attempting to flee in overloaded boats. The BBC reports on other world stories.
There's further evidence of the spread of cancer.